This is a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Just this morning, I'd like to greet everybody in the audience as well as our internet listeners. Remind everybody on this committee as well in the audience to please mute their cell phones. With that, I will ask the secretary to call roll.
Here.
Here. Thank you for my ears are working. Okay, quickly a reminder, anybody offering testimony to please sign in. With that, I will ask for your consideration if you had the opportunity to review our minutes from the 20th of this month to approve those. One additional comment, both for this body as well as everybody in the audience, please direct testimony and or questions through the chair. With that, we do have two bills this morning. The first bill that we have for discussion is House Bill 1108. Proponents for House Bill 1108 to repeal certain provisions relating to the purchase of stationery for county officers. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. I'm Representative Rich Engels from Hartford. And House Bill 1108 is one of about six different bills that I brought this year to repeal what I believe are outdated provisions of the code. And this is one of the more simple ones. House Bill 1108 repeals South Dakota Codified Law 7-28-2, which is a 1939 law, has not been amended since 1939. Which prevents counties from buying stationery with the names of county officers on it. For instance, the state's attorney can't put his name on stationery, the treasurer, the auditor, any county officials can't put their name on stationery. Actually, it doesn't prevent them from having stationery with their name on it. It just prevents the county from buying stationery with the officer's name on it. In this day and age with computers, I know our local state's attorney in Minnehaha County doesn't buy stationery with his name. He hits the print button on the computer and it comes out and it has his name on it. We don't have any similar laws for state officials. If you look at stationery from any of our statewide elected office holders or even us as legislators, we have our names on our stationery. I think this was a bit of micromanagement from 1939, and I just ask for you to consider repealing that. I think it's outdated in this day and age when computers can print out something. It doesn't prevent county officer from having that stationery, just the county from buying it. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Ingalls. Are there additional proponents to House Bill 1108? Additional proponents, 1108. Hearing none, we'll open up discussion to opponents of House Bill 1108. Opponents to House Bill 1108. With that, I don't believe we'll have an awful lot of rebuttal for Representative Ingalls. Are there questions to this committee specifically on this bill and or for Representative Ingalls? Representative Roush.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would have a question for Representative Ingalls. And it's kind of an overview question, and other than just being an old statute, why wouldn't the counties have brought this if they were feeling that this was restricting them in some way?
A lot of times the counties don't bring this type of thing. I went through the code, and I identified a whole bunch of different areas that I thought could be repealed. I've heard it said among legislators that if we're going to put a law on the books, maybe we should take a law off the books. Well, that's my philosophy in bringing this and about five other bills, that we've got some laws on the books that really have no effect in this day and age, and they could just as well go.
Additional questions? you guys are making this too easy. How about some committee action on House Bill 1108?
Move due pass on 1108.
Motion and second, due pass. Representative Rounds.
Who is this? Second.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Being the fact that this has been since 1939, does sound a little outdated. I don't think anybody's had the opportunity to talk to the individuals who first put this in for the reasoning of it to begin with. And like you said, the computer age, most people just hit the print button on their computer and they have their stationaries. So I see it as a good piece of legislation. Recommend a due pass.
Thank you, Representative Rounds. Additional questions, comments on that motion due pass? Representative Rausch.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And my comment would be is the people that this affects are not here necessarily in one way or the other. So I'll probably support this legislation, but I always think it's an interesting slope that we choose to go down when the people that we're affecting by this are silent one way or the other. It always makes me nervous when they're not the ones that are bringing it and saying, get these off the books, they're restrictive or they're just outdated. And it would just be as a word of caution. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
You're very welcome. Additional questions, comments? Hearing none, we do have a motion to pass House Bill 1108. Secretary, we'll call the roll.
Aye.
Move consent.
Motion and a second. Move to consent. Any? Yes. Fireworks, I believe. Yes. Any opposition to that? Be on the consent calendar. House Bill 1108. Next, we do have House Bill 1109, an act to eliminate the offices of county and township constables. Any proponents to House Bill 1109? Representative Ingalls, good morning again.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Once again, Rep. Rich Ingalls from Hartford. We seem to have filled the room on this bill, which certainly wasn't my intent when I first brought it. Once again, this is one of the bills that I was planning would be a repeal bill, and I was initially told that there were no county constables remaining anywhere in South Dakota, and township constables, perhaps there was one, but probably not a big deal. Well, perhaps it will be a bigger deal. We'll find out today. The reason I thought that the constable provisions were outdated to begin with is that in this day and age, first of all, constables are allowed to do two things. They're allowed to serve process, and they're allowed to arrest people for minor offenses. The function of arresting people, we've enacted a statute allowing for citizens' arrest. Constables are allowed to arrest people for disorderly conduct. But under the statute for citizens' arrest, any citizen, even without any kind of official title, can arrest people for class one misdemeanors or class two misdemeanors that they witness, or for felonies if there's probable cause to believe that the person being arrested did the felony. So the constable function of arresting people has really been superseded by a statute that says anybody can arrest somebody, and you don't need the title of a constable to be able to do that. The other function that constables perform is service of process. In this day and age, sheriffs serve process, and there's also a number of private process servers in any of our larger communities and elsewhere who have hung up a shingle, they have a business license, and that's all they need. And as long as they're a registered voter, anybody can serve process. There's not any need to have a constable to do that. We have people in the sheriff's office who do that on a routine basis. That's one of their primary functions. and we have the private sector that's filled the void. For anybody who thinks that maybe the sheriff's not quick enough, investing someone with the title of constable is really not necessary either to arrest anybody or to serve process in this day and age. As a matter of public policy, do we really want somebody acting as a under color of county authority or government authority at all, doing some actions that could put county taxpayers at risk of being sued? We have private process servers who could serve process, but if one of these private process servers is given the title of county constable, they're still paid in the same way that they are for serving process. They're paid by the person who wants the paper served. They're not paid by the county. But on the other hand, if they get into some trouble and they have the title of a county constable, it's the county taxpayers who are going to be sued. So there's not really any benefit to the county, but there is some risk to the county by appointing someone a constable. As a matter of public policy, if somebody is going to be arresting anyone, if someone with an official title is going to be arresting someone or serving process, shouldn't that person be under the direction of the sheriff? Constables are not required to have any kind of law enforcement training. So I think for a number of reasons, the constable provisions are outdated and should be repealed. I don't think there's any benefit to the county from appointing someone a constable, but there's a whole lot of risk to the taxpayers. And I think that the sheriffs would want to have those functions within their office and not a separate group of people appointed by the county commission doing the same thing that the sheriff does. Be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Representative Ingalls. There are additional proponents to House Bill 1109. Additional proponents.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Dick Thiessen. I represent the South Dakota Sheriffs Association. I sit before you in the proponent category, but I could probably be on either side. I really perceive myself here as providing you with information so that you can make your decision. And the reason I say that is that I've polled my sheriffs, and the sheriffs are really kind of indifferent about what you do here. But we do feel it's important that we provide you with the information we do have regarding constables and how they are used so that you can make an intelligent decision about whether you want to repeal that existing statute or not. Constables were here for some time. A number of years ago, you all passed a bill that allowed anyone who is an elector in the county to serve process. And when we're talking about process, I'm talking about serving a summons and complaint to commence a civil action, or it might be to serve an execution or levy, or a distress warrant, or a variety of things like that. In 1988, constables were not particularly being used anymore. That's about 21 years ago. But at that time, one of our sheriffs out in Pennington County was approached to appoint particular constables so that they could effect service of process. They have been doing that in Pennington County. I think there are three constables out there. Two of them are former deputy sheriffs, and one of them is a former police officer, I believe. So the function they serve anymore is not that of a law enforcement officer. The Attorney General's opinion in 1988 indicated that a constable's powers are limited to the terms of the appointment. So if the county is appointing a constable, they would have to give them specific police powers. Otherwise, they hold only those powers that a citizen would hold in terms of arrest, i.e., they could make a citizen's arrest. They are not a law enforcement officer. To be a law enforcement officer, they would have to go through the Law Enforcement Training Academy and graduate from that facility. So they are not a law enforcement officer, and the only thing they can do is serve process. Again, in Rapid City, they do that. I believe we also are having them appointed as constables in Turner County, I believe. But again, the sheriff could appoint anyone to do that. There is some risk to sheriffs in terms of their appointing these folks as a constable, because when the sheriff does that, the sheriff will have to be careful that they do it fairly and equally in terms of whoever might come and request that they be appointed. I would say that really what's going on is that in the few areas where constables are being used, constables are, because of that appointment, able to access certain information from their law enforcement that others, private process servers, might not be able to access. For example, public utility companies do not release information about addresses or whether Representative Solberg may have had electricity provided to him at a particular address in a community. Law enforcement can access that information. So being appointed as a constable might empower you to get access to information in order to better achieve your service of process than one would be able to get if they are simply a private process server. So you can see it is a complicated situation, one in which constables are not often being used in the state, but in a couple of locations, folks have identified it as a manner in which they can fulfill a need for service of process. Mr. Chairman, that's really all I have for you. I would be happy to answer any questions if you have any.
Thank you, Mr. Teason. Are there additional proponents, House Bill 1109? Additional proponents, 1109. Excuse me. Are there any opponents to House Bill 1109? Opponents to House Bill 1109.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Gail Brock with Towns and Townships. And I'm a little bit like Mr. Teason, but you don't have a column out there to check the middle of the road. It's either yes or no. I want to commend Representative Ingalls for his efforts in trying to clean up some of the codified law. And the only thing, when I had met with him earlier, I knew of one constable that a township had. Last night in talking to a board member, found out that there are two more. So probably in the state of South Dakota, out of 1,919 townships, we probably have six constables at the most. What do they do? They're pretty restricted in law, even more than counties, according to the law that's going to be deleted, and that is they only have can arrest and detain persons for disorderly conduct within such town arising from drunkenness or otherwise. We do have a number of townships that have unincorporated towns in them. And in the instance that I know about West River, that's where they do have a constable. We don't have strong feelings on this. So just to let you know, though, it is a local decision whether they want to do it or not. So.
Thank you, Gail. Additional opponents, House Bill 1109. Good morning, Mr. Wilcox.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Bob Wilcox with the County Commission Association. And I, too, would like to echo Ms. Brock's compliments to Representative Ingalls for his attempt in trying to clean up some language or some statutes that are no longer valid. But as Mr. Teason has indicated to you, this is a tool that we are still using, not a lot, but we are still using at the local level. And so, therefore, I would urge you to resist this piece of legislation. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Wilcox. Additional opponents to House Bill 1109. Additional opponents. Prior to committee questions, discussion, or actions, I certainly will allow some rebuttal time to Representative Ingalls.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want everybody to understand before you vote here that what constables are right now is essentially people who are in private business. They have a private business. They're acting as process servers. Yet there's a small number of people who have been able to, with some contacts with the county commission in their respective counties, or county, I think, who've been able to secure a competitive advantage for themselves. They've been able to get themselves named to be a constable so that they would have access to information that other people in the same business, in private business, just as they are, do not have access to. Remember, the sheriff can serve process, and the sheriff has all the access to all the information in the county database. Yet the constables are private people in private business who've been able to get themselves named a constable solely for the purpose of getting information that other people in the same business do not have access to. So they've secured for themselves a competitive advantage. What's in it for the county to name these people constables? Nothing. The sheriff can perform those service of process duties just as well as private people can. But when a private person is designated a constable for the purpose of serving process, the county does not pay those people. Those people are paid by the person who wants the paper served. So they're not being paid by the county. The county gets nothing out of the deal, except the county taxpayers are put at risk because anything that these constables do, because they have this title bestowed on them by the county, if they do something wrong, the county can be sued for it. So there's no benefit at all to the county, but there's risk to county taxpayers. And the risk is at the expense of giving somebody a special privilege that others in the same business are not allowed to have. Believe me, if private process servers knew that this is available, and if they're watching this, they're all going to be getting in line so that they could be designated as constables and so that they could all get access to this information. But really what we have is the private sector, people operating in the private sector who have a special privilege, and I'm asking you to eliminate that special privilege, and they can continue to do their business in the private sector. The sheriff, once again, has access to this information, and the sheriff could serve anybody. People could go to the sheriff anytime. But if you're in private business, I don't think it should be the county's business to give you a special designation at the risk of taxpayers.
Thank you, Representative Ingalls. With that, I will close both pros and cons discussion on this and open up to this committee for committee questions. Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I do have a question for Representative Ingalls. And good morning, Representative.
Good morning.
Line 19 of page 2, and as I read this bill, 8313, where we have the discussion of an annual meeting, the election of a clerk, a treasurer shall be elected, and a constable may be elected. My question goes to, what is the definition if we're going to allow for the election of a constable where we're repealing a number of the duties? What would be, should they so elect one, what would their definition be? What would the definition of a constable be? What would their duties be?
First of all, the line you've singled out has a drafting error. In this bill, any reference to the constable in that section should have been deleted as well. But the constable is what's defined in law in section 882. Constables are only allowed to have those functions that are designated in law, and that law is one of those that's slated in this bill to be repealed.
Follow up? So what you have in here is a drafting mistake where you put down and a constable may be elected. Is that something that should have been deleted?
That's something that should have been overstricken, and I didn't catch it when I received the draft of the bill, but yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Additional committee questions on House Bill 1109. Representative Bowen.
I have a question for Mrs. Brock. You are the person who knows about towns and townships. Can you give us just a brief history of where the constable's office came from, its origin, so that we can have just a little bit more knowledge on the subject?
Mr. Chairman, without going back and really doing the research, I would assume that when townships were formed before statehood, and the constable had more authority than even what's in Chapter 8 at that time as being having some law enforcement authority, that type of thing within the township, because you didn't have the municipalities or the counties with the law enforcement network that we have at this time.
Thank you.
Additional questions? Yes.
I have a question for Representative Ingalls. Good morning.
Good morning.
Representative Ingalls, does the constable get any extra pay for the title of constable, or is it just private pay for serving the summons?
No. There are statutory fees for serving process that apply to the sheriff and to private individuals, and that's all that constables get. They don't get any extra pay. They don't receive any pay from the county. Their pay strictly comes from the people who want the paper served, just as anybody else in private business.
Yeah, I think I do. So if a constable is going out and maybe makes an arrest somewhere, isn't he acting under the auspice of the law, and shouldn't he get paid for that? Or would that be just his act as a citizen? But he has the title of constable.
Whether they get paid for anything depends on whether the county commission authorizes
okay.
that.
That's all I wanted to know. That's fine. Thank you.
Additional committee questions. Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and this is for Rich. If I understand it right, the constables can either be elected or appointed. Is that right?
Right.
Okay. That's all I needed to know.
No questions? Representative Cronin.
Yes. What's the difference between the sheriff holding the taxpayers liable if he does something wrong and a constable? They're both supposed to be under the jurisdiction of the county. What's the difference between them as far as liability to the taxpayers?
Right. The difference is that the sheriff works for the county. The sheriff is performing some service for the county. Constables aren't performing any service for the county. The county gets no benefit from that. They're private people in private business who are designated as constables only for their own benefit to get information out of the county database. It's not for the county's benefit. So there are private process servers who aren't designated constables who don't put the taxpayers at any risk, and that's what I'm advocating, that if you're in private business, the taxpayer should not be put at any risk.
Representative Brown, so you had an additional question?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. My question is for Mr. Wilcox. And good morning, Mr. Wilcox.
Good morning.
The question, as I read through the provisions that are being overstricken on here, and in my sense of the testimony I'm hearing today, is there is a need for some cleanup in these chapters, but it seems to me that maybe the word constable and some definitions for the constable should remain someplace in our statutes to allow for them. Would we be better off cleaning up some of this by limiting the constable description as opposed to eliminating him completely? I guess I'm looking for some direction here. I'm hearing that there may be a half dozen of them out there. So some counties or townships see the need or have used the services of a constable. So instead of eliminating them completely, shouldn't we rewrite their duties?
Mr. Chair. Representative Rounds, I think that would be a very good idea. I think that's probably the plan of action the committee should take.
Additional questions? Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Question for Representative Ingalls.
Good morning.
Good morning.
If the constable was removed from these duties, is there other people that could perform those duties, and how would it affect our ability to administer law?
The answer is yes. In fact, the people who are designated as constables, I believe, would continue doing the same duties because they have a private business that involves serving papers. Those papers are still going to need to be served. There's not going to be any loss of business to anybody. There's still the same business out there. They'll just be doing it without the designation of constable and without any risk to the taxpayers.
Follow-up question?
Thank you.
Additional questions? Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have a question for Representative Ingalls as well. Along the lines of the question that Representative Rounds asked about a drafting error on the last page, line one, the word constables is again apparent. Is that, at least in the online version, is that something else that should be stricken?
I took a look at that, Representative, and I don't believe so, and here's why. Because that reference to constables refers to municipal constables. Sioux Falls, the community that both of us represent, has a home rule charter. And it was not my intent to interfere with their ability to designate constables if they choose to.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, this question is for Representative Ingalls. I guess I'm a little bit confused, and we're talking township and county here. Aren't there specific laws for townships? Does this affect that statute as well? How, what's the over, or maybe I'm missing something here.
Thank you, Representative Feichert. The statutes that are being eliminated here include two chapters of laws. Chapter 7-13 refers to county constables, and Chapter 8-8 refers to township constables. So we would be eliminating both.
Representative Feichert, did that answer your question? Additional questions? Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My question would be for the opponents, and I guess you can choose who wants to answer it, but my question is, what is the purpose? So why do we want to maintain these constables? I mean, is it a job security issue? To me, it sounds like they already have a job. You know, why do we want to keep them there? And if there's no objection to, you know, why these constables are needed, then I think the issue is pretty moot, and we should move on with this legislation. So I guess my question is, why do we need to keep the constables? Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, Representative, that's why in my opening remarks I said I didn't have a great deal of heartburn on this bill, whether we did or not. I think the townships that still have constables are because there's a provision in law, so they do elect one. And perhaps they do use them as Mr. Teason said for serving papers, but I doubt that very much. One that I know in one of the townships that has an unincorporated town perhaps has been more active in reporting things that aren't going well and working with the local law enforcement, because sometimes in the townships in the rural areas, they feel that the county sheriff and the law enforcement maybe don't respond as quickly as they would like. And so it's kind of a liaison from that township to that local sheriff.
Representative Fryerks, you're good to go? Additional questions? House Bill 1109. How about any committee? Yes, Representative Romkema. Prior to throwing this over for committee discussion and or possible committee action, I will just offer my personal involvement on the constable issue. Years ago, when I did serve on the Pennington County Commission, I was involved in several appointments and reappointments to constables through the sole support and leadership from Sheriff Don Holloway. You certainly did have to have that trust in what he was trying to accomplish. I know there was an awful lot of discussion and information available there. But I do believe, and there was some testimony given, that there really isn't an awful lot of benefit for that any local government body. But I certainly, in my former years as county commission, we certainly did realize or presume that there would certainly be some benefits to the taxpayers, where we could have specifically law enforcement doing other entities any other jobs or opportunities, as opposed to a serving papers. With that, that's the only selfish comments I'm going to make.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just as comment on this bill, I think it was interesting that for the city and the way they are with their charter, that it's okay for them, but we don't want the counties and townships to have be able to use constables. And some of the language isn't correct. We're going to have to amend this. And if we're looking to clean up legislation, my opinion would be, as we bring this back next year, that cleaned up, with the blessing of the counties, the townships, and the prime sponsor, and readdress this issue. I've never heard a complaint about it. I've never heard of a problem. I don't think one exists. I think this is trying to fix something that isn't broken. And it's just us stepping in and telling on a more local level what they can and can't do, and how they can and cannot use the tools that are before them. And if they choose to use constables, I say, so what? Let them do it. It has not been a problem. They are in use, and I think the intent of this was originally brought because they thought they weren't being used, but they are, even to whatever small degree they are. And I think there's some things that could be moved here, but I don't like this in the form it's in, and I think we could do some cleanup and rewrite it, and it would be a really good bill next year that I think could fly out of here, but I would have a hard time supporting this legislation.
Thank you, Representative Roush. Additional committee discussion on House Bill 1109. Representative Olson.
I have to, not second that motion because it wasn't a motion, but I agree with what Representative Roush and what Representative Rounds said about this. I agree with Representative Ingalls. It was something that looked like it needed fixed, because I didn't know we had constables. But I do like the idea that their duties should be defined in law, but this is a decision that should be left to the local governments, and I will oppose this one too.
Thank you, Representative Olson. Additional committee discussion? Representative Solberg.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The greatest concern I have with this is the freedom or the authority that the constables have to go digging into information that is not open to the public. These are citizens, and the sheriff could get that, and under the protection of the sheriff, I'd feel a lot more comfortable giving them the information than these private citizens who may be vindictive towards someone. Thank you.
Additional committee discussion and or committee action on House Bill 1109. Representative Rounds.
Purpose of discussion, I would move that we defer 1109 to the 41st day.
Second. Motion, Representative Rounds. Second by Representative Olson to defer House Bill 1109 to the 41st legislative day. Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I think we've heard quite a bit of testimony on this bill this morning. I'd like to commend Representative Ingalls for his attempts to do some cleanup in here, and I think this section of the code does need some cleanup. I agree wholeheartedly, but I have a little bit of apprehension here with eliminating these statutes completely when we do have some townships out there that may be using a constable. I think the comments we've heard earlier, that this bill could be cleaned up and maybe specifically address the issue in some more narrow guidelines, more narrow language, but still allow the local entities to have that opportunity, their choice, to use the constables if they should so decide to. For that reason, I would move to the 41st day, and then maybe next year we can have some cleanup on this. But again, I really do commend Representative Ingalls on this. A couple of bills today that are cleaning up some language in our codes, and more of this needs to be done. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Browns. Additional committee discussion on the motion to send House Bill 1109 to the 41st legislative day. Representative Freyrichs.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I wouldn't mind being called Representative Feichert either. He's a pretty good man, so we'll take him too. But I move as a substitute motion that we strike sections 1 through 4 in the bill that is before us on Bill 1109, which is 7-13-1. So that's my substitute motion.
Substitute motion to strike sections 1 through sections 4?
That's correct.
I have a second to that motion.
Second.
I have a second. Representative Solberg. Representative Freyrichs, do you have additional comments you'd like to make on that substitute motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The reason I offer this substitute motion and having listened to Representative Round's comments, you know, it sounded like to me, you know, some of the concerns that we may have, you know, whether it's county or township, I guess I move to in this substitute motion is to focus in on the, maybe leaving them in the place for the county issue, but in the terms of townships, we probably obviously don't need these constables, and for the purposes of allowing this legislation to move through the process, this is something we can clean up. I don't view it as an issue that that we can't take care of in the process, whether it may not be all in this committee, but as it moves through our beautiful legislative process we have. So I encourage your support to we can repeal those sections, perhaps leave it alone for the county issues, but in terms of townships, we already know our township boards, they have quite a few duties that they're dealing with, and also, you know, I think if we don't have to tax them with any more positions that they feel obligated to fill, this would be for their benefit. So I urge your support of the substitute motion to repeal those sections. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Freyrichs. Representative Rouse, did you have something, or Representative Rounds?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I'm going to ask you to resist this substitute motion. I think in this short period of time that we're sitting here discussing this in committee, I don't think we can properly look at everything on here, discuss it with those that are involved, specifically the testifiers here this morning. I think we need to take a deeper look at this before we decide which areas to eliminate, which areas to keep in the statute. I think we move this, we resist this motion, send it to the 41st day. We work with those that are involved with this, and we have a better cleaned up bill next year, next session, in which we can fly out of here unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Rausch.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would echo that. I would ask the committee to resist the motion. Fixing things on the fly, as we heard down there, to me is always bad business and bad law, and it's not going to change anything that's in operation today, of which I've heard no complaints for 1 year until we can actually come up with this, and they may strike constables altogether if the townships and counties look at that. They may agree to eliminate it totally, and it would be then better legislation, and to amend it on the fly, from experience, I would say is always bad policy, and I would ask this committee to resist that motion.
Thank you. Additional comments on that substitute motion? Hearing none, we're going to vote on that. Secretary will, in fact, voice vote. All those in favor of that substitute motion to strike sections 1, 2, 3, and 4 in House Bill 1109, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
Substitute motion is defeated. We are back to the original motion to send House Bill 1109 to the 41st legislative day. Additional comments, discussion on that motion? Motion is to send House Bill 1109 to the 41st legislative day. The Secretary will call the roll.
Representative Bowen?
No.
Nay.
Nay.
Ten to three, affirming sending House Bill 1109 to the 41st legislative day. There being no further business for local governments, Representative Roush.
Personal privilege, please.
Fire away.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It is my pleasure to introduce one of the pages I'm sponsoring today, Brianna Dirksen, if you would please stand. She lives in Twin Brooks and goes to Milbank High School along with my daughter, and I would ask all those here to welcome her.
I would encourage this committee to try to find some more work to do. Get those bills dropped. I think we do have a couple of them coming. We certainly will have, I believe, a bill or two that we will have be taken up next Thursday. There being no further business, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.